States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. The next item of business is the director's report.
So good afternoon, good evening, Mr. Chair and commission members. A few things to report since the last meeting. First thing, so the board of supervisors on their May 15th meeting request for a special use permit to construct a specialty retail store for the sale of firearms. It was SUP 1903 for Mike Brookman. That SUP was approved by the board 5-0. In addition, on the June 5th meeting, the Board of Supervisors also approved a resolution to initiate a zoning amendment to amend Chapter 22 of the Sylvania Code for yard setback regulations for I-1 and I-2 zoning districts. The board approved this resolution by 5-0. The board also, in addition, they agreed by majority to hold a special basically call a special meeting for the Sylvania County Board of Supervisors and to also hold a joint public hearing with the Planning Commission for the Planning Commission's July 9th, 2019 meeting to consider the zoning text amendment that they initiated. Mr. Robinson, he handed over some information regarding the zoning text amendment. He handed over the draft proposal for the amendment. He also handed you a copy of the presentation that was given to the Board of Supervisors, and then just also one sheet showing what some other localities have for their setbacks on their I-1 and I-2 properties.
These are only setbacks for buildings from roads.
And I-1 and I-2.
And I-1 and I-2. Correct. It has nothing to do with side yards or rear yards or anything like that, setback between.
But just in industrial.
Industrial.
Correct.
In subdivisions that are all industrial.
We need to study that very carefully because at our July 9th meeting, we will be discussing it and having a public hearing about it.
Yep, there will be a public hearing. The staff will be advertising for the public hearing. And like I said, it will be a joint meeting with the Planning Commission. And the Board of Supervisors, you'll go into your regular meeting. The Board of Supervisors will enter into their meeting. After this public hearing has been discussed and whatever the outcome is, then the Board of Supervisors will close out and adjourn their meeting, and then the Planning Commission will go on with the remainder of whatever is in the Planning Commission meeting for July 9th.
If that sounds complicated, yeah. I intend to be holding a two-week seminar on
starting at 8:10 tonight.
While we're talking about that, I want to remind everyone that we do have a joint meeting at 4:00 on June the 19th with the Board of Supervisors.
Yes. It's going to be
a work session.
Correct. Work session talking about different zoning, rental inspection districts, state fire code, just a lot of different zoning and building inspection related topics. So it'll be good for the Planning Commission to be there.
At four o'clock.
That's when they don't have their work session.
Yeah,
it's then they'll have their regular meeting at 7:00.
But the work session will be 4-6. Then the board will go to a closed session or at dinner, and then the regular meeting will be at 7 p.m.
We'll only involve.
We'll be there for the
work session.
Unless you want to stay for the regular meeting too.
And so this would make moot one of the recent BZA hearings that we deferred.
That's correct.
That's correct. And so without getting into detail, so the board, if we went through the regular process for this public hearing, because the board usually holds public hearings the second meeting of the month. That's not until August. The board took into consideration the length, just the delay for the business owner, so they decided to consider that and hold the special meeting along with the planning commission.
The problem was the coincidence of the board's only having one regular meeting in July.
And then, and their second meeting is generally the public hearing meeting at 7 p.m., but there's no second meeting in July.
Wouldn't work out anyway, because their first meeting of the month was before your meeting. So you have to have the meeting to recommend.
Or you finished with your director's report.
They got a couple other things here. Also for the BZA, Board of Zoning Appeals on May 21. BZA 1903 for Keith Bray, request for a variance to allow reduction of the minimum rear setback. That was deferred by the BZA 5-0. Let's see here.
There was a question in that case of what the nature of the use was. So that it what appeared to be the case was that if the zoning administrator determined that it was a residential use, then it was accessory and it didn't need the setback, the variance. If it was decided it was a commercial use, it's not permitted at all. So, and there couldn't be a variance. So that the idea was that decision would be, the board zoning appeals really wouldn't have any position in it.
A zoning determination letter was sent by myself as the appointed planning and zoning administrator stating that, so that's been, like I said, that's been deferred, and I'm not sure at the next BZA meeting they'll have to take action on that. Also, BZA 1904 for Greenberries, that was a request for a variance regarding setbacks. That was deferred also 5-0, and this was kind of the catalyst for the tax amendment that's coming forward. Also, the TRC meeting was on May 9th. Site Development Plan 1904 for Virginia Electric and Power. I believe that is it. One other topic of information for the commission. So the county has hired a new director of community development, Mr. Douglas Miles. He starts June 24th. He comes to the county with 26 years of planning and zoning experience. Great certifications. Mr. Bibb was on the interview panel, so Mr. Bibb was able to interview him as well as with some county staff. So he comes to us with 16 years in Prince George and 10 years with Chesterfield County. So he'll be starting June 24th in his official role. And that's all I really have to report.
Thank you. Next item is the first of two public comment sections for tonight. Anyone wishing to come forward and speak on any item that is not on the agenda for tonight, please come forward, state your name and address, and you will be allowed 3 minutes. Seeing no one coming forward, we'll end our first of two public comment sections for tonight. The next item is the minutes from April 9th and May 7th. Approval of minutes for those dates. Does anybody have any questions, any corrections or motions about the April 9th minutes?
Make a motion that we accept the minutes for April 9th.
Okay, we have a motion by Ms. Mary Key to accept the April 9th minutes. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, have a second by Mr. Johnson. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye. 4-0 and 1 absent.
The record should show that Mr. Lagomasino is not present.
He had a work conflict. Okay. Does anybody have any questions for the minutes of the May 7th, 2019 meeting? And I think that that first one written on our paper here says 2018, but it's actually the April 9th is 2019.
We'll correct that.
Well, it's right on the minutes.
It's right on the minutes, okay.
It's just on our sheet.
Oh, on your agenda? Oh, yes, I see. Well, yes, that's correct.
Okay, do I have a motion on the minutes for May 7th?
Make a motion that we accept the minutes of May 7th, 2019.
I have a motion by Ms. Mary Key. Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a second by Mr. Zimmer. All in favor, say aye. Chair votes aye, 4-0, one absent. There are no public hearings tonight, no presentations. Next item on the agenda is the site development plan is SDP 1904 Virginia Electric Power.
So this is Site Development Plan 1904, Virginia Electric and Power Company. This is a request for approval of a sketch plan to install a new centralized water treatment system in an area that was formerly used for warehouse space with respect to approximately 34.5 acres of Tax Map 59, Section 6, Parcels 1 and 2. This parcel is zoned I-1 and is located within the rural residential planning area. The adjoining parcels are both I-1 and A-1. So you can see this is the location. And this is the zoning. So you can see everything of Virginia Electric and Power is all I-1, but the adjoining parcels are around it are A-1 agricultural. Okay, and this is their sketch plan. Kind of hard to see up there, so you might want to refer to the larger copies you have. The next slide will explain a little more about what's going on in each of the areas they're proposing changes to. So the three main locations on the parcels that would be impacted by this plan are locations A, B, and C, and those are denoted on their sketch plan. So location A is the existing warehouse that is going to be repurposed into the new centralized water treatment system, and this building is approximately 5,200 square feet. Location B is the existing concrete pad that will be repurposed for increasing the warehouse footprint and or allowing for the construction of new support facilities in the future. The applicants did state that they could see this area being used for temporary trailers and auxiliary structures related to this project. And then location C is an existing concrete pad that will also be repurposed for increasing the footprint and or allowing for the construction of new support facilities. And all of these locations are shown on the sketch plan, and this information is also given in the notes at the bottom. So, to conclude, this sketch plan is a request to install a new centralized water treatment system in an area that was formerly used for a warehouse space with respect to approximately 34.5 acres of Tax Map 59, Section 6, Parcels 1 and 2. This project does appear to meet the requirements of the zoning ordinance. We do require that a final site plan comply with all aspects of the zoning ordinance, and this must be submitted for final review and approval from all agencies and the staff. Staff recommends approval of STP 1904, subject to the three conditions listed on the next slide. Okay, so the final site plan must meet parking, landscaping, outdoor lighting, erosion and sediment control, and all VDOT requirements. And we do have Laura Zoransky and several other people from Dominion here to answer any questions you all might have about the project. Or if you have any questions for me.
One question for you. At the TRC meeting, there was one question about erosion and sediment control about the surface lines leading to the project. Was that answered to satisfaction for the planning department?
So I know Roger Black, our erosion and sediment control, has met with them extensively because they already have an open plan there. So maybe they can speak to that more of what the final outcome was with Roger Black. I'm not sure if Andrew, if you talked to him or
Nothing beyond the TRC meeting.
Okay.
Yeah. And of course that's one of the stipulations.
Of course, yeah. So all that will be settled and concluded before the final site plan is.
What is determined as temporary trailers on site is just whenever they're finished?
Yeah, so they had, and they can speak to this a little bit more. Down at the site already, they already have some temporary trailers, but this, I guess if they just need extra space for what they're doing in the future. Right now, I don't think that there's a need for that, but they wanted to go ahead and lap, or if in the future they needed that extra space, they would have the concrete pad there to do that. If that makes sense.
So the concrete pad, maybe I should ask the applicant if they
can. Okay, so I don't know if anyone wants to answer these questions.
So I don't understand the B and C, I guess. So these are existing concrete pads, but they're going to be repurposed into something?
Do you have a copy of the plan? I do. My name is Andrew North with Golder Associates. I'm the design engineer for this project here, preparing the sketch plan. Provide a little more clarification on that. If you look on the attached sketch plan, the current temporary water treatment system on site occupies an area of approximately 25,000 square feet. So the intent of this project is to take this temporary, it's kind of a scaffolding type structure with a canvas cover. So the goal of the project would be to kind of replace the existing temporary system in that structure with a more quasi-permanent system inside of an existing warehouse. So that existing warehouse is only 5,200 square feet. So additional support areas may be needed for the system. And that's what would expand onto the additional 9,500 square feet in area B. And then potentially area C would be utilized for additional support, construction trailers, systems like that.
Does anybody else have any other questions for the applicant? Thank you.
Thank you.
Does anybody have any discussion about this? To me, it looks pretty cut and dry about what they want to do. It's all a project of doing away with coal, going to natural gas, doing away with the ash ponds and so forth like that. It's all a continuation of what they've been doing. Many projects have come before us before. I don't see any problems with this at all. Okay, if there's no other questions, no more discussions, all in favor of this site development plan, SDP 1904, say aye.
Aye.
Actually, I don't think I need to.
All right, I move to approve SDP 1904 sketch plan request to install a new centralized water treatment system in an area formerly used for warehouse space with respect to approximately 34.5 acres of tax map 59, section 6, parcels 1 and 2, subjects to the three conditions listed in the staff report.
I have a motion to approve this site development plan by Mr. Zimmer. Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a second from Ms. Mary Key. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye. 4-0, 1 absent.
And you all may have seen this in your staff report, and this is not on the motions, but they did file a letter to be exempt from the sidewalk requirements. You all will see that in your staff report. So I don't know if you all have any questions about that. Me or the applicant, but they did, and that has been granted for the prior project that has happened down there. So that letter was filed to be exempt from the sidewalk requirements that are required.
So
I think we need to vote on that.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Does anybody want to make a motion to exempt them from the sidewalk regulations for the site per section 22-11-11?
Make a motion. That they,
whatever he's at, right?
That they are exempt by the request to not have to do sidewalks. Is that sufficient, Mr. Attorney?
I think it's fine.
I have a motion from Mr. American Key to exempt the sidewalk.
I understood the motion to include the description that the chairman just gave.
Yes.
I have a motion by Ms. Murray Key to accept the exception not to construct sidewalk per section 22-11-11 of the zoning ordinance. Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a second from Mr. Johnson. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye. 4-0, but one absent. Okay. There, the only final item on our agenda tonight is the second of two public comment sections. Anyone wishing to come forward to speak on anything about the county, please come forward, state your name and address, and you will be limited to 3 minutes. Seeing no one coming forward, we will end the second public comment section for the night. And if there's no objections from staff or the planning commission, we will adjourn at 7:23.
I want to share something with
you. Okay.
How important it is to have proper planning in our county. I have a picture here of 8th Street in Charlottesville. And you know what it looks like today. I got upside down. This is looking west from Spencer's Grocery. Does anybody remember Spencer's Grocery? No. Anyway, I was cleaning out the basement and found this. I thought I'd share it with you.
I remember a lot of the buildings.
To illustrate that you're better in those days.
That's my opinion.
You can easily get two cars down in those days.
Yeah.
Not so easy.
And just a reminder, like I said, up on the screen, obviously, we didn't put the work session next Wednesday with the Board of Supervisors, but just remember June 19th, next Wednesday from 4 to 6, there'll be a joint work session with the Board of Supervisors and the Planning Commission. And then on July 9th is your next commission meeting, 7 p.m. regular meeting. And I don't believe that is there a need for a work session at 6 p.m., do we know?
Not right now.
Okay, so at this point, there's not a need. And just remember, that'll be a joint. The Board of Supervisors will also be holding a special meeting at that time for the zoning tax amendment here.
And at that time, our new community development director, planning director, of staff.
He will be taking the reins, as will I.
We will be adjourned now at 7:25.
You need this person.
Thank you. Oh, I didn't need this. I laid it.
Hey, just keep it.